Texas Republican Congressman Jody Arrington chairs the Budget Committee. He said it's well past time to get the nation's fiscal house in order.
This is a moral imperative to right this ship before it sinks and not just takes down America's influence and leadership, but again, robs our children of their freedom, their opportunities, and a future prosperity in the United States of America.
The committee invited several economic experts to testify. Former U.S. Comptroller General David Walker said the federal government has put off dealing with the national debt for too long, and if nothing is done, it could lead to a fiscal crisis.
Failure to change course, restructure our nation's finances, and transform the federal government's operations will have serious adverse economic security, national security, diplomatic, and domestic tranquility consequences over time.
Walker recommended passing the fiscal 2025 budget as soon as possible with significant spending cuts and with reclaiming unused COVID-19 relief funds included. He recommended creating a fiscal sustainability commission to study the issue and report back to Congress. He also endorsed the new Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE. Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy have talked about eliminating or consolidating federal agencies and instituting work requirements for receiving federal assistance like Medicaid. However, Democrats on the panel were not as enthusiastic about spending cuts. Pennsylvania Congressman Brendan Boyle is the ranking Democrat on the panel. He said Republican policies have contributed to the debt.
Two decades of Republican tax cuts have exploded our national debt. We have heard testimony in this committee during this term that we are missing $10 trillion in revenue cumulatively just because of the tax cuts we have had ever since 2001.
Democratic Vermont Congresswoman Rebecca Ballant said cuts to services that many Americans rely on will do very little to bring down the debt, nor will more tax cuts that mostly benefit the wealthy, she said.
Americans do not want cuts to Social Security and Medicare. They don't want cuts to food programs that feed hungry kids. They don't want cuts to Medicaid that helps seniors afford care in nursing homes. What they do want, they want tax fairness. I hear this over and over again.
Congresswoman Ballant said Americans want to see more savings come from things like cracking down on defense contractor waste, fraud, and abuse.
What they do want is for the Pentagon to actually finally pass an audit so that American taxpayers don't keep getting ripped off by companies in the defense industry.
Some of the solutions recommended by the invited experts included the federal government adopting a balanced budget rule, as many individual states have done, or by adopting a debt break that prohibits the federal government from running a debt over a certain percentage of the gross domestic product. Another was to reform the popular Social Security and Medicare programs. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.